Gates Memorial Library in Port Arthur has good bones. The imposing two-story building is so durably constructed and classically styled that it keeps its age a secret, as a society matron might. Beneath its elegant limestone exterior is a reinforced concrete structure that's impervious to fire and to water. The library opened in 1917 and has the look of a Greek temple. Deep crown molding surrounds a flat roof. Six massive columns with carved Corinthian capitals support a wide, shady loggia. Towering 24-pane windows flood the interior with natural light, yet the high ceiling, faux stone walls, and neutral color scheme create a cool, serene atmosphere inside. The architects of New York's majestic Grand Central Station, Warren and Wetmore, designed a memorial library with similarly impressive embellishments, but on a smaller scale. Wrought iron balconies bracket the vast main room. Multiple bands of moldings with leaf, rope, and dental patterns draw attention to the coffered ceiling. Between the moldings are medallions and words of wisdom, such as "A True University is a collection of books." The library was donated to the city of Port Arthur by Mary Delora Gates in memory of her husband, the industrialist John W. Gates, who made his fortune in barbed wire and shrewd railroad and oil investments. Mrs. Gates paid the $75,000 tab, picked the architects, and even provided an endowment for library books. In 1978, Memorial Library became part of Lamar State College, formerly a business school founded by John W. Gates. The library now serves college students with reference books and computers, and it's a tranquil spot to study. More space is planned for those pursuits. A $1.4 million addition and renovation designed by the architecture firm Moore Stansberry and Vaught of Port Arthur will help the stately building keep up with the high-tech times.